Everybody, I'm going to start. Okay, so we're welcome everyone. I'll do more of the introductions in a few minutes. I just want to finish off last Gemara at the end of Chagig. Please, I need everyone's attention. We're on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I only left a few lines left, but on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, if you look, it's the end of the volume. It's the second very wide line. Everybody with me? So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Lazar. That for the Tamid Chachamim means if a person's a Tamid Chacham, even though he may have committed Aveirot, the Or of Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim, doesn't have shlith, doesn't have dominion over them. In other words, they're immune to it. So Kal V'chomer means Salamandra. So the Gemara says the Kal V'chomer from the Salamandra. Now, the Salamandra is a type of creature. If you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, he says, Salamandra chayahin of reitman or kiborin eish b'makom echad shebashanim tamid b'lei hefsek. Rashi describes it as a, sounds like a supernatural creature, that you burn fire for 7 years in a place without interruption, this creature is there. Rashi elsewhere says it's through kishuf that it's created. But others, if you look at the postbook, seem to learn it's like a regular sheretz. Whatever this salamandra is, I looked in the Steinsaltz before. They said it was like there's a fire salamander, but it doesn't seem to fit in with what Chazal teach us. So he says, Kalbakom and Kalbakomri salamandra. Uma salamandra should told that Eishi. So the salamandra is, okay, the salamandra is a product of fire. He says, Hasak mi damayin or shalekabo. So if a person is like, its blood is like a fire retardant. The Gemara elsewhere says, in Masech Sanhedrin, that Chizkiyahu had an evil king, Achaz. So Achaz wanted to throw Chizkiyahu in the fire when he was a youngster, is type of Avodah Zarah. So his mother smeared him with salamandra blood. So I listened to other Dafyomis also. So I listened to Rabbi Arya Libus, Rabbi Simon Wolf. They both mentioned that Gemara. So he says over here, so Tamid Chachamim Shkol Gupanesh. So it means if the salamandra, which is a product, it's one step removed from the fire. So nevertheless, it provides insulation from the fire. Tamid Chachamim Shekol Gufanesh, Tamid Chachamim, the whole essence of every Tamid Chacham is fire. Welcome, you can have a seat over there. So Tamid Chachamim Shekol Gufanesh, Dechtiv Halo Chod Rika Esh Dom Hashem. In other words, like my words are like fire. So they quoted in the Masechta Gemara, they mentioned the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai says, that when a person speaks Divrei Torah, that's from his essence. So it means the Tamid Chacham, here's talking about like a type of spiritual fire. There was a Tamid Chacham, his whole essence is fire, because his whole essence is Divrei Torah, Alach HaTamatama. How much more so will he be able to block off the fire? And now I'll just do two or three more lines, and then we'll most likely go to Rav Simon. So Amrei Shvakish, in Urshal Gehenim, Shuletet Poshe Yisrael. Shvakish says, the fire of Gehenim doesn't have dominion on the Poshe Yisrael. Now, this seems somewhat paradoxical. Here, on the one hand, we said that the war of Gehenim isn't sholeit with the Tamid Chachamim, even though they've done Aveirot, they have immunity from it. And now the Gemara is saying if you're a Poshe Yisrael sinner, that doesn't have shlita with it. But it means that, so Tosos asks this question in Erevin. Tosos and Daf Yutet in Erevin says that it means that the Poshe Yisrael do get somewhat punished. We have some more Gemaras in the sets and things like that, and you have your Steinsaltz and the other ones. So he says, in order to get a Mishlet, but Poshe Yisrael, Kavachomer Mizbach Zahav, a Kavachomer from the Mizbach HaKetoret in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Mizbach Zahav, Shein Leil, Ko'obi Dinar Zahav, Mizbach Zahav just has the thickness, a thin layer of gold around it. So Kama Shanim in order to let it go. So nevertheless, it's able to withstand the fire for many years. So the Gemara says that the Poshe Yisrael, who are filled with mitzvahs like a remo, and I won't read it inside, we'll leave this for a few minutes, and I thought, Rafi, maybe you'll read the last couple of lines, get a little preparation period. Zachas kama kama. Okay, now, first I want to welcome everybody. It's so nice to have you all here for the Daf Yomi. Now I want to first, like Pokhtim Mithor Sanya, we thank our sponsors. In particular, I want to thank Zeldin Salberger, and the whole Daf Yomi is named for Zeldin Salberger, the Berger Daf Yomi, and Joyce and Michael Frank, and Daniel Chodadadian. Okay, Dr. Chodadadian wants his sponsorship to be Lilui Neshama of David Ben Eliyahu, then Malka Luzon, and Yael and Rafi Mady, and Brendan Ed Parver, and Fern and Marvin Resmovitz, and Fern and Marvin Resmovitz want their contribution to learning Bili Lunashama of Marvin's father, David Menachem Mendel Zechon Lebracha. So we thank all of you for your sponsorship, and you really are enabling us to have a nice simcha here this evening. Okay, so
sorry, Rabbi, we can also add the Lunashama of Yosef ben Baba, who's okay, joined us today.
Okay, Lunashama of Yosef ben Baba. Now, the Rav Simon is the Rosh Hashiva, Yishirun Yitzchak Al-Kanan. He's really no stranger to Daf Yomi. I was speaking to him before, but I remember he spoke in another Machzor, and we had to see him in Masechet Beya, and I still remember what you spoke about. You spoke about Lecha Mishnah with the Tosfos on Beis and Beis. I remember your Divrei Torah, Rav Simon. And Baruch Hashem, I've been so good to know Rav Simon for many years and to listen to many of his shirim in his Parsha shirim. And when I speak, I was mentioning before, like when I give a drasha, I frequently quote from him. And when I give my Parsha shirim, it's largely from his Divrei Torah. He also spoke, you may recall, this was by Zoom, after Erevin, by Zoom, he spoke after Erevin. I think that was from Romina and Odeh Weiss had sponsored that. I think the earlier one was Moshe Reichanin had sponsored, and hopefully he'll speak to us tonight. Now, he's written many Sfarim, and Kanan Ahara, he's like a Banyana Mitgaber, like the spring that gushes forth. The easy part is they're all called Imri Baruch. Some Achronim, they have different names, like Rav Yaakov Etlinger, he's got, Aruch Lener, he's got Yishlos and Shabbos Binyan Sion, he has different things. Rav Simon, all his Sfarim are Imri Baruch. So he's got Imri Baruch on the Parsha of Shavua. He's got Imri Baruch on Erevin, Imri Baruch on Rosh Hashanah, Imri Baruch on Minhag, and they're all wonderful Sfarim. And so we're very fortunate to have him, and we're looking forward to hearing some very nice debate.
Thank you, Rabbi
Goldstein.
Just
Vardasi,
Ismach, and thank you, Rabbi Goldstein. We've had a very long, continue having a relationship for many years, past, the present, and the future. So, big honor to be here and to share some Divrei Torah with the Tzibur. Just Rabbi Goldstein went through. I don't want to go over my. Okay, half an hour from now. Okay. Okay. I'd like to go back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Beis and Aleph, and share with you something from one of the Gedolei Achronim, and then work from there. So, the first Mishnah talks about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel to go up to the Yerushalayim, to the Azara, in the three regalim. And there's Hakol Chayav Beriya, and there's a mitzvah of the Riyah to come to the Azara and bring certain korbanos on the Shalosh Regalim. And Hakol Chayav Chutz B'Cheresot V'Katan. Cheresot V'Katan, these people who are not Chayav, because they're not Chayav in any mitzvah. So a katan, a minor, below the age of bar mitzvah, is not obligated in mitzvahs, so he's not obligated in the mitzvah of going up to Yerushalayim, not only to Yerushalayim, but going up into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So he's not obligated because he's a katan, just like he's not obligated in all mitzvahs. But just like we find by other mitzvahs that there's a concept of chinuch, that we don't expect that a child is turning bar mitzvah, so all of a sudden he has to do all the mitzvahs, so we prepare him from before. He has a chinuch, like we buy him a lulav and esrog, a couple of years before, so he could, be used to doing mitzvahs. That's the concept of chinuch, of getting educated. So the same thing over here, for this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, there's also a concept of chinuch, of being going up to Yerushalayim. Shabbos. So the he says, Izel cotton kosher in Yochel Lirkov Sefam Shaloviv Lalos Bishalayim, Barabais, Divre Beshame, Bishil Omem Kenush in Yochel Lachos Biodo Shaloviv. So when do we start this idea to be Mechanechim, to go to Yerushalayim for the Aliyah L'Regel, for this mitzvah of the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? So when he's able to go with his father to the Har HaBayis, to the mountain of where the Beis HaMikdash is built on. And you have different opinions whether it means to his father could take him on his shoulders, or he could walk with his father. So if he can get there already, then what? Then he's already able to do the mitzvah to a certain degree. So then we say, you know, you should start doing this even though you're not bar mitzvah yet, for the chinuch, the education of getting yourself ready to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But one of the great achronim, the Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, who wrote the famous Sefer Or Sameach and the Rambam, he also wrote the Sefer Meshech Chochma on the Chumash, which is both classic works. He makes a comment on this Mishnah. And the comment is as follows. You see, normally, when you have a mitzvah of chinuch, so chinuch means you're able to physically do the mitzvah. In other words, if a katan can pick up the lulav and esrog and shake it, so he's already able to physically do it, so we say, okay, start doing it now. So you'll be prepared for when you're a bar mitzvah. So here, we see something unique. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to go where? To go where? To the Azara. So how come the shir, the requirement of chinuch, is if he can walk to the Har HaBayis, to the mountain top, then he is fit, required to do the mitzvah because of chinuch? But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the Har HaBayis. The mitzvah is to go where? To the Azara. So why is it that Chazal, when they made the mitzvah of chinuch for a katan in this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, decided that it's dependent upon whether he can get to the mountain, but he should have to be getting to the Har HaBayis, to the Azara, which is further in. And that is the point that he is trying to understand. That's the question. Why is that the bar for chinuch is getting to the Har HaBayis? The bar of chinuch should be being able to do the mitzvah going into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara. So the Or Sameach responds with the following. He points out that there is a Gemara, a Mishnah actually in Shavuos, that says that we know that you have Yerushalayim, we have different makomos, places that have holiness, that have Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, Yerushalayim has Kedusha, and they have specific areas where these places are. But the Mishnah tells us that there is a recipe and a procedure to expand the Kedusha. In other words, you could expand Yerushalayim. You can, if you have bring a certain korban and you could have a certain ceremony, mosifim al ha'ir v'al ha'azaros, you could expand. But it's interesting, says the Or Samech, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which is the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, so it discusses this halacha of expanding the Azara. In other words, that the Kedusha of the Azara is not only in that area where it's supposed to be, but you can expand it. So the question is, how far can you expand it? How big, is there a limit to where, how much you can expand it? So the Rambam says the following. You know how much you can expand the Azara? Exactly. You could expand the Azara until the whole Har HaBayis, but not more than that. More than that, it's not Tofes anymore. And he says, and that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So the Or Samech says, you know where the Rambam got it from? This Mishnah. Because since potentially the whole Har HaBayis could really be what? The Azara. So that's why Chazal made the shear of what? Of Chinuch to be tolei on getting to the Har HaBayis. And that's how, and that's his word. Rav Schulzinger from Bnei Brak. Rav Schulzinger from Bnei Brak was a big Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, and he was very famous for what? For his Daf Yomi Shir. He gave this Ian Daf Yomi Shir in Bnei Brak, where Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, which I was zocheh to, you know, many years ago, it was 1991. I was visiting Eretz Yisrael. My mother was teaching the public school summer classes, but my father and I got away for like 10 days, and we went to Eretz Yisrael together, and we visited different Rabbanim, different Gedolim, and then we bumped into Rabbi Goldstein. And I remember we had breakfast together one morning, and my father and I and Rabbi Goldstein, the three of us. It was a very memorable time. So one of the people I visited then was this Rav Schulzinger. And Rav Schulzinger was the first one who pointed out in his sefer to me this Or Samech. This Or Samech, that on the first Mishnah in Chagig. So it's interesting that in Halacha, this idea of expanding Kedusha is in other areas in Halacha as well. So we know the Gemara in Gittin says that after you conquer, if Eretz Yisrael is conquered, so then the Eretz Yisrael could be expanded on. In other words, Kibush Rabim, you know, could expand the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael beyond the regular borders of Eretz Yisrael, similar to the idea of the Azara. It's a similar concept, expanding the Kedusha. And Rav Shechter likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik, but the idea is that you can only expand it if it's the adjacent area. In other words, you can't say we're going to, like Rav Shechter pointed out, we're conquering Eretz Israel, so now we're going to conquer New York. That's not going to work. In other words, you can keep expanding Eretz Yisrael. After you conquer the initial land over the borders of Eretz Yisrael, so then you could conquer it. But again, just like we said by the Azara, there's a limit. How the whole world can't be the Azara. So we said the Har HaBayis is the end. So where does it go? Where does it go in terms of what? In Eretz Yisrael. How much of Eretz Yisrael could be Eretz Yisrael? So I thought, based on what Shechter said, Rav Soloveitchik, and this, I think, is a crucial point of the discussion of the international dateline of where it is that I would think, according to Rav Soloveitchik's definition, the whole Asian continent could theoretically be Eretz Yisrael, because after that there's the water, so then it's no longer, and therefore I'm of the, I you know, like to think that the Shita, that the you know, the Baron Strait over there is really where the line is. This is a whole discussion. There are Shitas like that. They're a whole different discussion. But this would make life much simpler in terms of question of, you know, there's a whole discussion where the line is, you know, where, you know, Chazon Ish held in one way, Chazon Ish held, you know, his famous statement that if you go to Japan, you have to keep Shabbos on Sunday, because he had a different way of that was the famous thing when the Mir Yeshiva was coming to Japan. So the question is, when to keep Shabbos? And different Rabbanim sent telegrams. The whole world was keeping, say, Shabbos on Saturday. And the Chazon Ish said, no, Shabbos in Japan is what? It's Sunday. It's Sunday. And Shabbos Saturday is not Shabbos, because he had a different. But if you hold that, according to this definition, that it's based on the Barren Strait. In other words, the whole continent was the idea being that since Israel is really the center of the world, but since Israel could be expanded, then it could be that the line should be drawn at the end of the Asian continent, that like those Shitas. So this is another concept of what? Of the expansion of Kedusha. Of just like the Kedusha's Azara could be expanded, but only till the Harabayas, so too the way Rav Soloveitchik understood, Eretz Yisrael can be expanded, but only, you know, it has to be the lands adjacent and in order. Till now, once you hit the end, now there's the water, it ends, because it's not going to be adjacent anymore. And similarly, you know, the Sefer Yetzirah has the famous Oshon, Ayin Shin Nun, Olam Shana and Nefesh, that is a parallel between place, location, Shana time, and Nefesh per person. So in the concept of Olam place, we have Kedusha, and then we have the idea of expanding Kedusha. The same thing we have by time. We know there's Shabbos. We can expand the Kedusha of Shabbos. But you can't expand the Kedusha of Shabbos till Tuesday. You know. And even though you can make Havdalah till Tuesday, Shabbos doesn't go till Tuesday. No, it's not. Where does, and how, and if you want to make Kabbal Shabbos early, you can't say, okay, we're some say in this farm, you know, when you say the Shir Shal Yom on Wednesday, you say, well, but that's not. You can't. So what's the point? So normally we assume Plag Mincha. That before Plag Mincha, you can't be Mekabel Shabbos. And what about at the end? How much can you extend Shabbos? So Rav Shecht has mentioned maybe the idea being that Shabbos ends with the three kochavim, Beinonim, but perhaps Rav Shecht mentioned, and maybe from Rav Soloveitchik, that when all the kochavim come out, which my friend Rav Harari always calls it absolute darkness, that's it. In other words, once it's dark enough that all the stars are there, then you can't expand. So just like we have in Makom we have an idea of expanding the Azara, or expanding what? Expanding Eretz Yisrael, as we said before, we keep it Rabim. So we have the same thing about time. You could expand time. Shabbos could be, you can make Shabbos early, you can make Shabbos, and you can extend the Shabbos later. Now, we won't have the same Kedusha of Shabbos. So if you accept Shabbos early, you can't do Melacha. But if you wouldn't do Melacha Chas V'Shalom, you wouldn't be Chayiv Skila, and only the Shabbos itself. So even though you expand it, it won't get the full a fledged kedusha. That's a whole discussion. Whenever you expand these things, is it? And recently, there's another a thing about the expansion, and that's also in the Masechta Chagiga. David Zion is the sugya of. In other words, normally we have kashlumin for a right. Pesach is a 7-day yontif, and Sukkot is 7 days. Shavuos is only a one day holiday. So it's a 1-day holiday. So if it's a 1-day holiday, so the question is, if you didn't bring the korbanos of the holiday, so then it's weekday. So the Gemara says, even though it's weekday, you could still bring the korbanos for another six days. So there's in the Olam Trufa this past week, he had a whole discussion, and Rav Shlomo Warman in his Sefer has a whole discussion. What's the pshat? Is the kedusha extended? Is it the kedusha extended? It's not going to be a full kedusha. Just like when you extend Shabbos, it's not the full kedusha. But is it the mitzvah kedusha or it's not? It's a total weekday. It's just you have a heter to bring the korban. And one of the nafkaminas that the Rabbi Warman points out and the Alam Truva points out is if somebody didn't say Shechiyonu when Yontif on Pesach on the first day. So you could say Shechiyonu on the Yontif, the whole holiday, you still have an opportunity. Because the Yontif, so that's a shell. If you didn't say Shechiyonu on Shavuot, could you still say Shechiyonu on the 6 days after? So that's the discussion. If the Kedusha is extended, so then that's what the Rav Warman and others say, and maybe that's the shita that you could still say Shechiyonu, because the kedusha is extended till for 6 more days. And then, of course, you know, there's 2 types of Jews in the world. What are the 2 types of Jews? There's some Jews that will try to find any excuse not to say tach. And there's other type of Jews that they want to say tachanun, you know, to get them not to say tachanun, it's like it's harder to move this building than to get these people not to say tachanun. So there's always a discussion about whether we're going to say tachanun. And so I'm from the people that, you know, you don't want to say tachanun the next 6 days, it's good. You know, I don't know what the minute here is, so I'm not here, but those are the 2 types of Jews, that the Tachanun Jews and the non-Tachanun Jews. But that's the idea, too, that you can expand Kedusha, that the Kedusha of the Azara and the Kedusha of, it could be the whole Har Habayis, the Kedusha Shabbos could be extended, and the Kedusha of Shavuos could be extended as well. But first you have to do the Iker, and then you could branch out. And then there's a concept. This is more in the Hasidic form. Now you won't find this it's not going to be in Masechta Chagiga, and it's not going to be in any other, the concept of Ibur Neshama, which if you want, you can look at the Tiferet Shlomo. Anyone in Radomsk here? Any Radomsk people here? There was somebody I had at that Shabbos table. He says he's a direct descendant of the Radomska, but he went to the Litvish Yeshiva, so he never was able to appreciate. The concept of Ibur Neshama, that this concept is that a person has a Matiyah towards a certain Avoda, he's a Baal Chesed, Baal Tzedakah, so some Gadol from a previous generation, his Neshama will come into him to assist him to do well. And so that's the idea of Kedusha in the Olam, in the Shana, and the Nefesh. That in these 3 areas, the Kedusha could expand. Oh, I have 7 more minutes, 8 more minutes. So, and it's before Purim. So, so I want to say something on Purim that has to do with this idea as well. I saw and then we have a, it's reminded me of, I'm looking for my good friend from California here when I speak. So it reminds me of something that, you know, they're trying to put up an Erev in a certain community in the New York area. And they asked my wife's uncle, the late Rav Moshe Bixatzal, who was known for Koch de Hetera, except for Erev in big cities. So they asked Rav Bick about certain streets. He said, Mefulash. He said, Mefulash. Because one of the things is, it has to be Mefulash, has to go from one area to the other. So Rav Bick's response is, this street, Mefulash, this California. It's Mefulash until California. Mefulash, this California. That was what Rav Bick said. So when I saw Rabbi Isran, so that I was wanted to say that word. Okay, so let me tell you something from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer, you have to realize, like some of my friend Rav Simcha Kalish once said to me, there's certain gedolim, the big gedolim in Psach or Halacha, but not necessarily in Drush. Like Chazon Ish Shita is, Drush is not for me. Because Drush, you can say whatever you want, so there's no checks and balances. I'm not. So the Rosh Hashiva of Kerem Yavne, Rav Chaim Yaakov Gold, asked the Chazon Ish, why doesn't he get involved in Drush? He said, because there's no checks and balances in Drush. So I check out from that. I get nothing to do with Drush. But there were other Gedolim, like the Chasam Sofer, that Drush, they weren't only Gedolim and Psach, and like the Chasam Sofer was, they were Gedolim and Drush. So I want to say something over from the Chasam Sofer that he said Purim time, many years ago, and the Shemitah year. In the Shemitah year. And it's going to tie into what we just said now. So he says, if you look at Megillas Esther, it says first they instituted that it should be what? Mishneh v'simcha yontif and Mishloach Manos. But then, when it came out later, when they actually did it, it says that Yontif is gone, Mishnah V'Simcha, yes, Yontif, no. And then, what was traded off for Yontif? Matanos Lavyonim. So what's the idea? How come first it was Mishnah Simcha Yontif? And no Shalachmanos, no Matanos Lavyonim. And then the Yontif part was deleted. And in lieu of Yontif, is what? Is Matanos Lavyonim. So he says like this, the Chasam Sofer. He says, we know that Chazal tell us that they re-accepted the Torah in the time of Purim. So how does kimu kimu mashukiblu kvar? But then there's another drasha kimu mamal mashukiblu mata that they accepted Purim. So one drasha says they accepted Purim. One drasha says they accepted the whole Torah. So the Chasam Sofer says, and others have said this as well, that if you're accepting Purim, that means that you're adding something new. If you're adding something new, you're expanding. So first you have to make sure you're doing everything with the chovah before. Then you can add on. You can add on without doing the things from before. And that's what it means. Since they were mekabel Purim, obviously that means that they were mekabel the whole Torah itself, because now they could add on to it. But if you don't have the core first, then you can't add on. So he says like this. So originally they wanted to make Purim into a yontif. Purim should be a yontif. So Mordechai and Bezdin says, you want to make a yontif of Purim? You have to make sure that all the other issur melachas in every area in halacha you're keeping. So then you can add another day of issur melacha. All the other issur So said the Beis Din, it's not going to work. You know why? Because in Bayis Sheni, we know, most of the people didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. So then Shemitah and Yovel are not going to be Daraisa. So Memelawat, Memel, you can't add on another din of Issa, another Yontif of Issa Malacha, because you're not keeping the Issa Malacha of Shemitah, because the Daraisa. Because there's no, Shemitah doesn't exist, because you don't have Yovel, it's not Daraisa, you don't have Rav Yisrael there. So you don't have Shemitah and Yovel Midaraisa. So therefore, in the end, the Beis Din Paskin, they can't make it into a Yontif. Because in Bayis Sheni, they didn't have most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So they can't, so they're not fulfilling Shemitah Midaraisa. So therefore, they can't add on. So what did they do in lieu of Shemitah? What did they do in lieu of Shemitah? In lieu of Yontif. What do they do in lieu of Yontif? What? Matong v'yonim. Why? Because what was the chisaron? They can't. They're not keeping. Well, what was the ma'akev that they can't make it a Yontif? Is because they're not keeping all of the dinim from before, all the isuri malacha from before, including Shemitah. So they're not doing that. So that the fact that Shemitah is not on the map midaraisa. So then what? Then. You can't have another a yontif of Purim. You can't have this is a malacha of Purim. You can't have. So in lieu of that of the yontif, they said okay. But Shemitah, the problem is Shemitah is a day that feels a hefker. The aniyim can come. B'chulu avione amecha. The pasuk says. So that's what's lacking. So at least we're gonna institute what matanos le'avione, because that and says the. As of Sofer, Rav Moshe Shapiro helped me understand this. Shemitah, Osios, because when there is Shemitah, then what? Simcha, Shin, Mem, Mishta, Yutes, Yotif. So if they have Shemitah, then they can have a full Purim. And even, because then they're keeping all the things from before, now you can add on. So that's the idea. You have Kedusha. The Kedusha Zara, now you can add on to the whole Harabais. You have Shabbos, then you can have Totsefer Shabbos, Milfanel, Acharea. You have Atzeres, you can have Tashlumi Atzeres even after. And that's, Rabosai, is our goal in life. That we want to have a life of Kedusha, and that Kedusha throughout our life should expand and influence all our people, all our friends, all our neighbors, that we live a life of holiness. I'm Sgula, I'm Kadosh, and that is the that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he wanted that. Rav Shapter mentioned this, that he wanted that the nusach of the Hatikva shouldn't be Leo's Am Chofshi, but should be Leo's Am Kadosh, Baratzeinu. But that's the idea. That we should live a life of Kedusha. Like Kedusha means not only, like the Ramban says, it should be Novoshus HaTorah, a life of Kedusha, and that Kedusha should expand through our neighborhoods, through our lives, through all the people we meet. And Bez Hashem, we should continue with the learning Torah. That's the, because, the brother of the Maral said that the Gemara stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, and Uriel. That's the Malachim. Did you learn Gemara? Malachim. That was what I marched down to the chuppah. Mimini, Michael. So you feel the Malachim are with you. Malachim are with you, and you should live lives of Kedusha. The Malachim should always be with you. They should have a productive life, happy life. And the Gemara is going to bring those Malachim, be Malavi you in all stages of your life.
Thank you very much for this time. You've really enhanced our siyum. Baruch Atah, we wish you the same bracha that you should continue on with your Torah, and Hashem should give you a bracha, your wife, your whole family, much hatzlacha, and the mark of your golden roof near in Gashmir. All right. Now I see that our Rav Marat Asher is brought in, Rabbi Shmuel Ismach, and Rabbi Ismach is not only here, but he's also been doing daf yomi, my understanding is, and Tana Nahara, and would you like to say some words for us, Rabbi Ismach?
And also, it's not that Rabbi Simon just comes here now. Rabbi Simon is quoted in Pesukim that I give sometimes, things that I share. Rabbi Goldstein is oft quotes Rabbi Simon in his Sfarim all the time. So Rabbi Simon, your echo pervades everybody and everywhere in this building already. For all those who are being Messiah, I don't know how many people are being Messiah. Some of me wants it to be fewer, because that means so many people came just for the Kavodat Torah to be able to hear Rabbi Simon, to be able to hear a shir. But for those who are able to be Zocha, to be Messiah tonight, it's a big, tremendous privilege. I'm just Johnny come lately. I'm only a couple of Masechtas in. But for those of you who have been around the block and were made it all the way through Seder Moed, and now begin Yevamos, and now are on the journey, now you're committed. Now you're stuck. There's really no choice but to make it all the way through. And when we watch how far you've come and how yet you have, how much you have to go, I get a lot of chizuk seeing the strength with which everybody here takes on that commitment and wants to go mechayel el chayel. It's my very small limited bracha to all of you to be able to do so. And everybody here should be very proud of themselves.
All right. Let me just say a few words, and then we'll be off to the hadron and the meal. There's a we feel in the last parak in Chagiga is Chomer Bekodesh, the stringencies of Kachim over Truma, and then we have the stringencies of Truma over Kachim. But one Yisod in is that when it comes to Truma and Kachim, is you can't have Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas is a person's mind wanders from it. In other words, let's say I have Truma or Kachim in the house. So if I leave the house, I leave the doors open, and I don't know that anybody walked in the house, then I can't eat it anymore. I have to be Choshesh that, there's Truma there, that somebody, it was spiritually, proper, touched it. By Chulin, that's not true. By Chulin, so I come back home, everything looks fine. I don't have to assume that somebody touched it. I'm good. So there's a famous Beis Halevi, which I know Rav Simon has mentioned in the past, others have mentioned, Rav Lerner has mentioned it. The Beis Halevi points out that when it comes to the Torah uses the term shamor very frequently. The Torah uses, let me just get the page, one second. Right. This is Ushmartem et Briti. You should guard my covenant. And it's also, it says Shamor Lachad Adverim. In other words, the Torah frequently uses the word Shamor, to guard. So the Beis Halevi goes on to explain that when it comes to Torah, the same idea exists. A person shouldn't have Pesach Adas from it. Whereas a person, everybody goes to work. But when I'm at work, I should be thinking, when am I going to get back to the Torah? It's like a little bit like the Rav had a famous, words that he said at a Siyum. He said that, it's like you have a latent and a patent awareness. In other words, like let's say a person has children. So they never forget their kids. It's like, what happened to these kids? I'm working. I don't forget the kids, but I'm focusing on my work, but the kids are on my mind. I got to know where they are. Where are they? What's doing with them? Is everything safe with them? So the same way with Torah, a person can't have Hesech Adas from Torah. Person, that should be the ideal. Person should always be focused on the Torah. When is going to get back to it? Is everything he's doing their day, LP Torah? So the Beis Halevi is more on this, but I just want to give first a big yashar koach to all the people with the Daf Yomi. The Daf Yomi is all about not having a Hesech Adas. With Daf Yomi, there's never a question, what Daf am I holding on? Every day you know what Daf you're on. And there's no question what you've done. People, it's almost 2 years to the day since we began Seder Moed. So we began Seder Moed on March 8th, Yud Beis Adar, Tafshin Pei. Yud Beis Adar. Now 2 years later, so the people who've been learning Daf Yomi, What have they been doing? They know I did Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah, Beah, Megillah, Chagiga. I know I did all those Masechtot. And there are other learning, there's other learning programs also. They're also fine. But if a person isn't learning and doesn't know, if you can't say, what have I done for the past 2 years, then I think there's something, then you have to really ask yourself, what am I doing? In other words, a person should know what they've been learning. And a person, you know, has to, you know, tap into their full potential. And really, in this shul, there's so much more potential that people have. People who are so accomplished in law, medicine, accounting, and business, they can do more than read Chumash with Rashi. They could do more than read even the Gemara with an art scroll. I mean, they're capable of so much more. They're capable of doing Chidush Yerupayim, Chidush Rikiba Eger, much more capable. So and when you join Daf Yomi, you're not just joining the group here in Great Neck, or in the shul in Great Neck, you're joining tens of thousands of Jews around the whole world, and we're approaching the 100th anniversary of the founding of Daf Yomi, Rabbi Meir Shapiro. So so we give a big yesh koach to all the people who were learning, and if you learned a couple of dafim, there's also yesh koach. You know, Daf Yomi is what you put in is what you get out. You come once a year, you get, you know, something, but not a lot. You come once a week, you get something more. You come every day, you get more. You come every day, you get more than that. So whatever you put in is what you get out of it. And I give a big yesh koach to everybody with Daf Yomi. I hope you go make Chayil Chayil. We've already been set at Yivamot. It's a little rougher, of course, but I wish much hatzlacha. And okay, so now we're going to have Rafi Mehdi, I think, is going to finish off the last couple of lines of the Masechta, and this whole Seder Moed as well. Then Dr. Frank, would you do the Hadron for us, Dr. Frank, the Hadron? And then Sal Berger will do the Kaddish for us. Okay, for the Kaddish, I ask the women to leave the room for the Kaddish, okay?
Lo yechitzu gimehem vani eftafo. Yihiro tum afanecho adinoi elohai kashem shazartan zesayim esefes hagiga. Kein tazvenu lhastil maseches usvar macherim usaimam. Lilmo dolame lishmo lasu lakem esko diritam atur esecho. Vi ahava usapus kol hatanoim va amoroim va sandech amfamim. Yamud li Lazari, Shalos Samush Hatar Mipi Zari, Mizarazari Adolam, Yiskayim being, Behisalecha, Tanka Osa, Beshapa, Tishmar Alecha, Agitosi, Hisishitecha, Kibiyabi Yamecha, Yosif, Lakh, Shinos Kayim, Orech Yamim, Minev, Yismala, Osha Bakava, Adnoyos, Liamo Yutain, Adnoyabarekas, and Mubashalom.
Shh.